Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a democratic, member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Friday, April 6, 2012, and this is Denver Council 9 volunteer Alan Ward reporting, and together we will do better. Effective April 1, 2012, per our new contract, Section 7I1, flight attendant check-in and boarding times for the B-757 aircraft have changed. Check-in times at the home domicile are 1 hour and 15 minutes, layover at 1 hour, flight attendant boarding at 55 minutes, subject to aircraft availability, and passenger boarding at 45 minutes. Passenger boarding times for all other aircraft remain unchanged. Narrow body, 30 minutes domestic, 35 minutes international. Wide body, 40 minutes domestic, 45 minutes international. While there have been no changes to boarding times for any other aircraft, we are receiving reports from flight attendants around the system indicating that there is confusion with boarding times by gate agents and other airport operations personnel. This issue has been addressed by AFA with the In-Flight Services Division on more than one occasion, and there has been an acknowledgement by in-flight management that some of the boarding times are incorrect on the IFR and IPR. We have requested that airport personnel be instructed on the proper boarding times for each of the aircraft. The purpose of the time between flight attendant boarding and passenger boarding is to support the work we do as safety professionals on board the aircraft. It is not intended to accelerate the passenger boarding process. Think of it this way. This short period of time is an investment in the safe operation of the flight, not the company's on-time objectives. It is best to proactively address this issue. Conduct a thorough briefing with the CSR prior to boarding the aircraft. Establish the boarding time expectation clearly and confirm the understanding of the CSR as to when boarding will begin. If you are improperly required to board passengers before the boarding times listed on the FAIM supplement and you are directed by management to board early, clearly state your objection. If the issue is not resolved with the CSR, you should contact a local in-flight supervisor for assistance. If one is not available, you should file a worksheet with your local counsel. Reports from the field indicate that subsidiary Continental employees are assisting our airport operations colleagues at the gate and are working the departure gates for flights on which we work. We need to ensure our colleagues at subsidiary Continental are reminded of the provision in our contract that protects our work. Work historically performed by United flight attendants, including the closure of overhead bins, is flight attendant work. If our subsidiary Continental colleagues come on the aircraft to close bins, please politely remind them that this is flight attendant work and our contract requires that work be done by flight attendants on our system seniority list. Be sure to advise your local counsel should you encounter this situation by filing a worksheet. Your elected local council leaders will be attending the Spring United Master Executive Council meeting in Chicago, planned for May 8th through 11th, 2012. At the upcoming MEC meeting, reports will be given by the United AFA MEC officers. Also on the agenda are reports from the EAP Professional Standards, Benefits, Grievance, and Reserve Committees. In preparation for the upcoming Spring Master Executive Council meeting, your local councils will be conducting meetings to solicit your feedback. Dates, times, and locations will be posted on the local council meeting and local council pages of our website as they become available. We encourage you to attend your local council meetings and share your thoughts with your president before she or he meets with other local presidents throughout the system. It's also a great opportunity to discuss our issues with your fellow flying partners. If you cannot attend the meeting, take a moment to provide feedback to your local council president before the MEC meeting begins on May 8th. In addition, elections will take place at the upcoming spring MEC meeting for the following MEC committee positions: central scheduling, hotel and transportation, membership engagement, joint negotiating, and system board of adjustment. The local executive council presidents, the LECPs, make up the voting body of the MEC. Positions are elected by a simple majority, with each LECP casting one vote for each open position. Candidates interested must be active members in good standing and should submit a resume or a signed willingness to serve statement, preferably 15 days prior to the election date, to the United MEC Secretary Treasurer at MECSEC@unitedafa.org. Candidates are also encouraged but not required to be available for an in-person interview at the MEC meeting where the elections will be held. Any candidate who wishes to appear for an interview must do so at their personal expense. Additional information is available at unitedafa.org. The Association of Flight Attendants, CWA, and American Eagle are pushing back against their management's attack on their contract. Just prior to American Airlines' bankruptcy filing, flight attendants were negotiating for a new contract. Management had already agreed to significant work rule and benefit improvements and acknowledged that a pay raise would be part of that package. Under the cloak of bankruptcy, management is now seeking to make outrageous cuts that would jeopardize the quality of life for more than 1,800 flight attendants who have consistently contributed to the success of their airline. AMR Eagle flight attendants are asking our members to join them as they push back against these outrageous attacks on their contract and work to minimize the impact of bankruptcy on their quality of life. Show your support by attending picketing events in uniforms if possible, April 10th in DFW, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Daylight Time, upper level, Terminal B, and April 20th in Chicago, ORD, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Daylight Time, upper level, outside elbow area between Terminal 2 and Terminal 3. Be sure to listen to the latest edition of the AFA Industry Editorial recorded yesterday in Chicago by retired flight attendant volunteer Jerry Butts. Dial 1-800-DEAR-AFA. After entering your file number, choose option number 5. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling. As we move forward together, management must recognize the value that flight attendants bring to the world's largest airline. We will stand strong together to do whatever it takes to achieve an industry-leading contract.